Hi, Diane. Welcome.
Hi.
So, Diane Allschultz, you're running for a candidate for the council on Salmon Arm. A few questions for you. First of all, to get to know you a little bit, tell us about yourself. How long have you lived in Salmon Arm?
I'm from the Yukon Territories. We arrived here, my daughter and I, in 1991. And the topography and people of British Columbia really won our hearts. And the topography is very similar. So we have made our residence here in the Shuswap.
What brought you here?
A change of pace and work. Just a change.
And since coming here, what have you been doing?
I started working as a home care attendant for a quadriplegic young lady in Chase, and that was a really eye-opening journey in the healthcare industry. And from there, I started delving into learning more about health and wellness and nutrition, and took some courses in 1996 with Yarrow Alpine, and have a certificate in herbology. And from there, I've learned a great deal in the herbal and nutritional industry, and it does correlate to you are what you eat. And it's been my philosophy and what I've brought my child up and my grandchild to believe. I believe in sustainable living, eating local, shopping local, putting our money right here back into the economy. It breaks my heart to see people say, oh, I'm going to Kamloops or I'm going to Vernon. Why? We don't have those to offer here. We have everything here. Or you know, I'm sure there are stores that can order what we need. It's kind of a shame to see those resources and those dollars leave our community. So I'm into development and industry for our youth, for them to stay here. But I don't know if we need big box stores to necessarily show off our artisan products and what we have to offer here locally.
What do you like most about living in the area?
The diversity of the people. You know, we have a very eclectic group of people here. Brilliance in our youth, and I'd like to see those resources really brought to the forehand, that we can give our children an opportunity to educate them here and employ them here, with them also going to other places. But we have to have you know, languages and technology and those skills and technologies here in order to educate them here.
So I guess on the flip side of that, what are the things you like least about living in the area?
The poverty. It shows. I walk every day, and I walk throughout the community because my little guy Rockefeller needs his walk every day, rain, sleet, or shine. And I enjoy it. I've been doing it for 2 years, 9 months since my partner passed, and it's opened my eyes to we have issues here. And not necessarily just walking about, you know, makes you aware of what's going on, but talking to people. And we're a little afraid to say good morning or hi, how's it going? And I am the least bit afraid of that. I say hello to anyone and everyone and ask what they're thinking and how they feel and what we can do to change and help. And if we all gave a little bit, and that is by shopping locally and teaching locally and helping locally, I think we can really wipe out poverty. But we do need housing, and we do need to give a little bit from all sectors.
What values in your life are most important to you as a person?
Family values. We've, through a generation of mothers going to work and both family members working, something huge in the family network has been lost, and we're slowly gaining it back, and that is sitting at the table at dinner time all together, and perhaps making that food all together, assembling it and teaching, and I didn't know that this rippled little green fruit, you know, has such a beautiful flavor, and it's called an avocado, or what an you know, sliced up eggplant can do on barbecue, you know, all of these things are even shown on television. I mean, food does not come out of a box. Whole food comes out of the ground, and due care and attention, our agriculture industry is showing us at our family fall fairs and 4-H's. Those are admirable acclimates to our community, and let them permeate and ripple through our community and in our family network and on the kitchen table.
Who are some of the people that you respect particularly in this community?
Our mayor. Our mayor talked me into running for council. She had put on Facebook that there had been no ladies running for council, and since I shook the hand of Mayor Nancy Cooper and when I did launch an entrepreneur, the program in 2012 and came in fourth, and I found it a huge accolade, that fourth placement. It said that the community was open to industry, and no matter what the industry is, if it's, as long as it's legitimate and you know, brings industry and legitimate dollars to the community. But the mayor, I shook her hand and I said I would like to employ at least 50 people, and that's been my goal all along, is to get off of my disability and work within the community here and work with others to work. I have been disabled in '96 in a horrific motorcycle accident. And it changed me. But what Dr. Bell instilled in me in all these years is turn a negative into a positive. And what I'd like to share is teach what I've learned. And a disability is an opportunity with sufficient funds to, without addictions or other recreation. It is a tight budget, but enables you to get out there and off, perhaps physically, if there isn't any barriers, to do part-time work or self-employment. But we all have we're all abled and good at something. So excel at that, or make it an industry, make it a job.
In your opinion, what are some of the most important issues facing Salmon Arm and the area?
Housing, poverty, our youth leaving, going elsewhere, but that's not really a crisis. I do worry a little bit about addictions. Like I said, you help those in areas that you've encountered, and I'm not big on the casino. I'll be very, very open about that and honest, right, forthcoming. Only because of the addictions. If we had a wellness center that serviced all of our health issues, and there are a lot of health issues, and diabetes, obesity, heart disease, again, ties into our food industry, but these are health crises and issues, and our hospital, although it's gone through renovations, still needs more renovations and undertaking to accommodate the health crisis that we're approaching, as well as mental health. So, and as well as addictions, that those are all health issues. And I think that needs to be addressed, as well as the poverty. And if we can help the poverty issue with housing, and seniors need housing. And if we met those two criterias, that they gave them shelter and security and the proper health care that they need, I think this could be a beautiful, beautiful, diverse community.
If you had to sum up one reason, what is your main reason for running for office?
That not all politicians are full of shit. I asked a valued colleague of mine if we could make change in politics, and that can we inject honesty and integrity and accountability back into politics, I will run. Is the answer yes or no? And the man said yes. So I am running for that reason, for honesty.
What would you hope to accomplish if elected?
Teach others to that have a voice, that and a gift to share. We need more valued people to talk about the needs in our community. I have narrowly touched on any of the topics that I'd love to extrapolate on, but there's other needs. But and we need I think new blood, new counsel to inject the values, the new family values that are at the cusp of our century.
In what ways do you intend to work to achieve your goals?
I'd like to listen and learn for quite a while, and from what I learned, the most important issues, I would really take the bull by the horns and really ask our mayor to address them and hear them.
Okay, say you get elected and you do your term, however long it is. What is the legacy that you would like to see that you leave once you step down?
The start of either housing development for poverty, seniors, and a wellness center. That would be a terrific start and legacy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.